Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time. And that means we're joined by Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information on ETFs, well, you shouldn't actually need me to tell you. You should have probably already gone to ETF Trends. It's ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends, and it is a soup to nuts site on the ETF world. So while Tom comes here and talks about something that might be trending for the good or bad or otherwise, that might be something you should look after, well, ETF Trends goes much further than that. It's not just, hey, this is what we're looking at now. It's kind of everything you need to know about ETF investing. Again, on Twitter at ETFtrends, Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon, but right now he's here. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is...
the Barron's 400 ETF, ticker BFOR.
BFOR. It's the Barron's 400 ETF. It's a pretty interesting ETF because the Barron's 400 itself, an interesting index that most people, unless you're big fans of Barron's, haven't heard of. So let's start with that. Why the Barron's 400 index? And then we'll move on to why now.
Yeah, you know, you make a great point, Chuck. Barron's kind of a legacy publication, especially if you're in the business. And I think many people have seen it in the newsstands over the years if you haven't had a chance to read it. It's very, very well respected, not only in the advisory business, the institutional business, but there are a lot of individual investors that have turned to Barron's over the years. There's an organization that got together with Barron's and agreed to be able to license this index. And the folks are, the name of the company is Market Grader, and the CEO and founder is a gentleman named Carlos Diaz. I spoke to Carlos this week about the Barron's 400 ETF, and this index has been around for a long period of time, since 2007. And pretty much every period that you look at performance-wise compared to the S&P 500, since that period of time, the Barron's 400 index is up about 50% more. So it's notable to, first of all, recognize the index based on the name and the legacy, but also the performance and now, most importantly, the fundamental discipline behind it. So this is, in fact, one of those smart beta fundamental ETFs. It's a little different than the S&P 500 in many ways. Most importantly, it's equal weighted, not cap weighted. So every one of the 400 constituents within this index are equally weighted. But they're also pretty well diversified among sectors, and their criteria that they have to go through every 6 months to be able to stay in the index. Just this week, we actually saw some changes in the index. 38% of the constituents were actually changed out. So although it's an index and appear to be a long-term investment, it's one of those smart beta indexes that is very critical about the underlying holdings. And if you don't continue to cut it, you actually get cut from the index.
So you put it all together, and it's interesting because it's an index that, you know, does all those right things, and yet it also is an index that has kind of editor input. It's not quite a pure quantitative index. For anybody who's not familiar with the Barron's Index, is there one that you would compare it to the most?
Well, it's in the mid-cap section of an asset class when Morningstar looks at it. So, you know, if you look at the Dow Jones Industrials, if you look at the S&P 500, clearly large cap. It has large caps in there, but most importantly, it's more heavily weighted in the mid and small cap area, which is great for this. Actually, this time in the investment cycle, as large caps have outperformed mid and small. And one thing you and I, Chuck, have talked about is the fact that large caps, especially multinationals, are a little bit challenged in the fact that the dollar's gotten a lot stronger. So as you export goods and services, they're more expensive to those folks in Europe or Asia that might be buying them now. So those smaller companies that maybe aren't depending as much on exporting, that are doing more business here in the U.S., small and mid-cap companies, might be in a better position to continue to see an uptrend and see things revert back to the mean. As far as other indexes, one thing I might compare it to is the S&P 500 equal weight that Guggenheim puts out. That ETF is actually, over time, done better than the S&P 500, most importantly because they're not giving favorable weighting on any of the constituents in the S&P 500. So, you know, I think many have looked at the S&P 500 over time and said, why is one stock that is the largest stock 300 times more represented in the index than the smallest stock? Is that really the way to invest? And I think equal weighting, or at least weightings across asset classes, make more sense for investors as opposed to a cap-weighted index that works great when the biggest stocks do well, but when they don't, it falls a little bit short, right?
Quickly, because we're almost out of time, 200-day moving average on this, if it falls below it, we're out, or because it's mid-cap, you want to make a longer, more permanent allocation?
Yeah, I think so, and as far as representation in the index here, Chuck, if you look at your portfolio, and most individual investors are very highly correlated to the S&P 500, and if that's the case with many of the funds and maybe the ETFs that you have, take 10% of your equity weighting and put it into this. You're going to be more diversified, and I think over time, it'll pay off for you.
It is the Barron's 400 ETF. Before, BFOR is the ticker symbol. Equal weighted, interesting, and up to 10% of your portfolio as a long-term kind of position, says Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends and our guest who every week joins us to give us the ETF of the week. Tom, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, you can get more information at ETFTrends.com. Follow them on Twitter at ETFTrends. Follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Well, up next, it's the big interview as the Thursday edition of Money Life continues. Stick around. There's much more to go.